folks. On this episode of Raising Equity, I'm going to be reflecting on week one of the Self-Love Journal.
Video recordings of this podcast can be found on raisingequity.org and Raising Equity on YouTube.
So this week in the Self-Love Journal, the mantra was, I am willing to learn to love myself. I am worthy of unconditional love. And so as I was going through the activities for the week, one of the questions that they asked is, you know, what do you want to accomplish or shift by doing this journal? And I want you to think for yourself, and hopefully you're taking time, you know, in the space that you've carved out to do the journaling exercises. For me, it's really thinking about how do I make time to what I've been thinking about as like touch joy daily. How am I caring for myself and not just in some kind of packaged way of a massage or a pedicure that like on the surface people would say is self-care, but in a deep and like abiding way. It might sound dramatic, but I do think that sort of care for self allows me to then show up and do the other work that I want to do in the world in terms of my actual job, in terms of my consulting clients, in terms of my family and relationships and the community. And so that's what I've been thinking about in terms of this idea of being willing to learn to love myself. And this piece about self, it's like all parts of me. Given the way that we curate our stories on social media, I think that sometimes we will put out love or appear to care about parts of ourselves, the parts of ourselves that maybe get praise or that fit the status quo. But this exercise this week made me really think about how it's important to love all parts of ourselves, even those parts that we might not immediately get excited about or want to like hide in the shadows, or maybe those parts of ourselves that come up like insecurity or jealousy. And this has made me think about how it's important to love all of those aspects of ourselves and know that even those places that might feel dark or scary or not so praiseworthy, those are a part of me. And so, you know, I was sick a couple weeks ago. Was that a couple weeks ago? A week ago? Over New Year's. And I realized that I often will give and give when people in my house are sick. I'll make sure they have the tea they need. I'll make sure they, you know, I'll try to anticipate their needs when they're hungry, make sure they have water, make sure they have whatever herbs or medicine they want to take. And this piece around loving all of myself made me think about how sometimes when I'm sick, I get frustrated with myself for being sick. I get annoyed that I'm not able to be productive or do particular work that I had planned on my to-do list or on my calendar. And I am pushing myself in this journey, and I think I actually did a decent job of not rushing myself when I'm not well, of not being annoyed with myself when something comes up that's something that I'm not like super proud of or the way that I would want to show up, whether it's some insecurity or I make a mistake, right? Like rather than being hard on myself, really giving myself that unconditional love that I would give other people that I care about. So for example, when I was sick, you know, I made sure that I had the teas and the soups and the broths and the things that I needed that I wanted to feel comfortable. And I didn't even go get them. I sent my oldest child who's home from school, who was off picking up the youngest child because myself and my partner were sick. And so I think that that was some progress in terms of like slowing down, not just because I was sick and I had to, but to really care for myself deeply, that I'm worthy of that care that I often will give to other people. And then the other piece that I wanted to mention about this week is that there's a quiz at the end. And I don't want you to skip over that because data is important and baseline data is important. So, you know, you could finish this journaling exercise and think, oh, well, you know, compared to before, looking back, how do I think my self-love has shifted or changed or increased? But this sort of quiz will probably get you thinking about the different ways that you love yourself and show up for yourself. And if after doing the quiz, you even have some examples, journal about it. There's some blank space at the end after you score it to reflect so that you can go back and look after your 52 weeks of going on this journey and see, you know, what were your thoughts about this topic for at the beginning? And so from the outset, you can have some baseline data as you move along through the different exercises, maybe in the quarterly check-ins, you can go back and kind of peek at what you said and what you reflected on. So I encourage you not to skip over the exercises. For those of you who haven't done this sort of like self-help, self-care, self-love sort of exercise in the past, it might feel silly or even frivolous to do a crossword puzzle or a quiz like you might have done in a magazine and like Cosmo or Teen Vogue or, you know, something like that when you were younger, or, you know, making yourself a greeting card. That sort of thing might seem silly or too infantile, but I want to remind you that we should take time for play and that we want to take time for, you know, being curious about our creative expressions. And sometimes we can learn things about ourselves from those activities. And so slow down, hang out, take time, right? Like, you deserve the space and time to reflect on yourself, how you're showing up for yourself, how you are cultivating self-love. And so I invite you into these exercises, especially for those of you who aren't used to them. Stick with it. Stick with it. You're worth it. You're worthy of this exploration. And I'm curious how your first week went. Share with me in the comments. Feel free to direct message me. I'm Dr. Kira Banks on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And I'll see you next time on Raising Equity.